What are spirulina health benefits? Hello and welcome, this is the podcast of ultimatesuperfoods.org, my name is Stacy. Spirulina health benefits has been ranked by AARP as the number one superfood, known for enhancing the lifespan. The United Nations has identified this superfood as the most prominent food that can help fight issues of malnutrition in the world. The high level of protein content in spirulina is about 70% by weight and it contains all the important amino acids. What is spirulina? Spirulina should be considered as a primarily sea vegetable like that of nori, kombu, dulse, kelp, arame, and wakame. This superfood is much more nutritious and it grows rapidly in the sweet water. It can be easily cultivated and harvested in several parts of the world. The commercial production of this superfood has been estimated about 220,000 tons by the end of 2020. Historically, this superfood was mainly eaten by the Aztecs, and we know this primarily because there are recipes available in the Africa and Lake Chad. These recipes also include mention of chlorella, another important member of the blue-green family. Contrary to other bacteria, they contain chlorophyll and they use this chlorophyll as an important energy source. Spirulina aids in detoxification and radiation. The superfood has high amounts of natural iodine that aids in protecting the thyroid, as well as the other glandular tissues within the body. Spirulina contains high amounts of phytopigments that aids in decreasing the free radical damage caused as a result of radiation. Other reasons can be pollutants, environmental toxins, and other toxic drugs. What are the health benefits? Spirulina contains high levels of minerals, vitamins, and antioxidants that together promote healing, and they also help in strengthening the immunity of the body. It also works like an incredible source of gamma-linoleic acid. It contains abundant of metallothionein compounds which heavily binds together the radioactive isotopes, and eliminates them from getting to the body. The superfood has numerous blood-strengthening properties, and it also aids in protecting the kidneys, which are the first to get damaged due to radiation exposure. Spirulina dangers and side effects. Although spirulina is generally considered safe, it may have some side effects and disadvantages, especially for people with certain health conditions. Here are some of the possible side effects and disadvantages of spirulina. Spirulina can be contaminated with toxins. Spirulina that is harvested in the wild poses a significant risk of contamination. The algae can contain toxins if they grow in water that is contaminated with heavy metals, bacteria, or harmful particles called microcystins. In fact, microcystins are produced by blue-green algae as a defense mechanism against predators. If they are consumed in large quantities, they are toxic for your liver. Algae preparations contaminated with microcystin have been found in Italy, North America, and China, and these compounds are a growing public health problem due to their liver effects. Spirulina grown in a controlled environment is lower in microcystins because scientists have developed methods to remove this compound and limit its production. May exacerbate autoimmune diseases. Because spirulina strengthens your immune system, it can aggravate certain autoimmune diseases, such as lupus, multiple sclerosis, and rheumatoid arthritis, where your immune system attacks your body. It boosts your immune system by strengthening immune cells called natural killer, NK, cells, which attack perceived threats at the cellular level. Animal and human studies show that this effect can slow down tumor growth, improve resistance to disease, and reduce inflammation. However, by strengthening NK cells in people with autoimmune diseases, these algae can make these diseases worse. Spirulina supplements have also been associated with severe autoimmune reactions to skin and muscles, although this side effect is very rare. If you have an autoimmune disease, you should avoid spirulina and other algae supplements. May slow down blood clotting. Spirulina has an anticoagulant effect, which means it can thin your blood and prolong the time it takes for your blood to clot. Clotting helps prevent excessive bleeding or bruising if you are injured. For those who are taking blood thinners or have bleeding disorders, spirulina can be dangerous because it can reduce the clotting ability of the blood and cause more bruising and bleeding. While some studies suggest that spirulina does not affect blood clotting time, little is known about its effects on people already taking blood thinners. Summary: it can be contaminated with harmful compounds, dilute the blood, and worsen autoimmune conditions. Some people may be allergic, and those with PKU should avoid this. So always ask your doctor before taking spirulina. More health news on www.ultimatesuperfoods.org.